This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Fan After Dark's in. They're going to be throwing heat coming up at 7 o'clock. It is an all-star game toxic Tuesday. Wolchuk's got some around the bases for you.
All right, before we slide into some baseball talk, we do have some updated quotes from Micah Parsons here on your home of Dallas Cowboys football and Texas Rangers baseball. Nick Faribault, who is a Steelers beat reporter, and we've had him on our Bet Nation show on the BetMGM network on Sundays, Eric and I. Really good guy. Mike is in Pennsylvania right now, actually in Harrisburg, where around the area where he grew up. He's doing a camp, and I believe he's got some awesome stuff that's going on there. But, of course, he's been asked about the contract situation with the Cowboys. And he said he was asked about the fact that they haven't reached an agreement yet. Quote, I just work harder. Like, to me, I look at it, if people don't see your value, you don't cry and sit down. You just work harder. You got to show people your value. I just think that's the difference. Like, I go, okay, bet. I just work. In regards to the other edge rushers, is he keeping an eye on that market? He said no, because their numbers have nothing to do with mine, and my numbers ain't got nothing to do with them. Like, I'm younger than Hendrickson. I mean, Hutch is coming off an injury. That's, you know, Adrian Hutchinson. Everyone's circumstance is completely different. Hutch is coming off his third year. Usually guys wait 4 years. So it just all depends. Watt, I mean, he's up there with Miles, so you know it's different. Everyone's circumstance is different. And he also went on to say he believes he's just going to get his money regardless. And Myles Garrett's contract also nothing to do with that. He went on to talk about percentages of the salary cap, and each player, high paid players, they take percentage of the cap. So it's not really the number. It goes by the percentage of the cap. And he went on to say his agent, David Mulugeta, is going to be part of this. David is the best, and I will not be doing any deal without David Mulugeta involved. Like, anyone with good sense, I hired experts for a reason. There is no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts than David. There will be no back doors in this contract negotiation. I just stay out of David's handle on it. And I mean, to be fair, Jerry's a businessman. Let him handle his business. That's Micah Parsons today out in Pennsylvania as we get closer to camp.
Perfect.
So yeah. I'm with him.
I think he nailed that perspective. You know, obviously he's getting great advice, or he's developed a really sound negotiating business stance early in his career. But he's dead balls on right. It's just funny that he said there's no difference between 30 and 40 million 5 months ago.
Right.
And, you know, that he didn't need $40 million. It sounds like they could be heading for 44, you know, that he's asking for significantly more, because he's right. You know, you're not hurt and you're young, and these next 4 years are going to be incredible. I mean, TJ Watt and Myles Garrett are on the other side of 30. So what are we even talking about? The deals that you're doing with those guys are going to expire as far as their value within a year or two. Even though there's going to be 2 or 3 years left on the contract. You're knowing that when you sign Micah Parsons, as long as I stay healthy, I'm going to be in my prime for the entire duration of this deal. So I wonder how much more that is worth. It sounds to me like at least 10%.
He's going to get his.
You know, I'm looking for $50 million right? If I'm him right now and I'm seeing Garrett and Watt over 41.
Well, it's also, I mean, interesting that he's noting the percentage of the salary cap. Like, yeah, he's not even going on like APY, the average per year. It's like, how much percentage of the cap am I taking up? How much percentage of the cap are the highest paid players taking up? Like, I don't know. It's going to be fascinating what that number is.
I'd like to see us change to talking about all the deals in that light, just because it is kind of uncomfortable. And I think some people think it's an ethical violation to talk about other people's money.
Yeah.
Even though, like, salary cap management is an important part of sports, and really what we're talking about is team building.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think people get sensitive when, you know, you're talking about their money or whatever. Definitely. And that's a cleaner way to discuss it.
Jacob DeGrom will not be pitching tonight in the All-Star game, but he is there.
So I'm shagging balls standing out there in the outfield.
Him and the fam, they're out there, they're having a good time. Yeah. And in fact, Texas Rangers, their website, their social media team's out there, and they went ahead and had a Q&A with all the hitters in the All-Star game, and they just asked their opinion on what it's like to face one Jacob DeGrom.
I don't know if I can think of one word. I would say Jacob DeGrom is the best pitcher in the world.
Not fun. It's not a fun at bat.
Challenging. I would say comfortably uncomfortable.
Oh, man, he just always gets me out.
Challenging, excruciating, frustrating.
Nunca le he dado un hit. Está super, super incómodo. Y ese es uno de los pitches que yo nunca quiero enfrentar.
It's like the delivery, it looks easy, but everything gets on you and it's all on the edges, so it's tough.
With the 99 mile an hour fastball, here comes the nastiest curveball you've ever seen too. So yeah, he's a really good pitcher, and he knows how to get guys out.
He's obviously, you know, elite, obviously, through his career, what he's been able to accomplish. And it wasn't a fun at bat, you know, from a hitter standpoint, but
to see him back out on the field and healthy and in prime condition was really cool to see. So it's great for him, it's great for the game of baseball.
It is great for the game of baseball that he's doing this, because it gives everybody confidence that, hey, we can come back from this Tommy John now. You know, they've made this Tommy John better over the last 3 years, and Jacob DeGrom, I think, is probably exhibit A on that.
I love the guy who's just like, he always gets me out.
Always gets me out.
I'm an all-star, but I can't make contact.
I hate going up against him. Frustrating in every sense of the word. There was an article out in The Athletic today regarding a former Ranger bullpen arm. Maybe he's available for teams seeking bullpen help. An alternative option to the trade market lingers in free agency. The veteran righty David Robertson, a free agent since the end of last season, is now throwing for interested clubs. You've got the Mets, the Yankees. They're looking at him. And, of course, maybe the Rangers could turn their sights. Now he's 40. D-Rob had some really good moments last year. Then things kind of did fade. But, you know, you're looking at now a good chunk of the season's already come and gone. Maybe you're able to get him at his peak right now.
Yeah, that's what I would bet on. Like, at that age, it's difficult to have 6 good months. But maybe he could give you, you know, 3 good months plus playoffs. You got to be, I guess it's 2.5 months plus playoffs right now. But, I mean, that was a really good year that you had.
It was.
Did they have any money? Under the apron?
I really don't know how much they've got. That whole stuff's weird to me. Maybe they've got just enough. I mean, they could still sign him and then make a trade to possibly offload somebody if somebody's interested, and then they're good to go. But that would be something where you don't even have to make a trade. You just go ahead and sign David Robertson. I can't imagine that he's going to be that expensive. He's 40 years old. You're signing him for, 60-something games? I mean,
yeah, a $5 to $10 million contract if it's for the season.
It could be realistic. It could have possibly happened. Now we've got Pete Alonso, and I love Pete Alonso. It was a shame that he was not in the Home Run Derby last night. It's the first time in forever he hasn't participated, but he had a great idea. So when you've got pitchers and hitters, they've got a beef with one another. You know, we got charging in the mound. We got this stuff that goes on. Pete, what do you think we should do to handle this stuff?
If there's one rule I could change, I don't think people should get ejected after charging mound or fighting. So I think it should be hockey style. So no teams, no nothing, because that's when people can like seriously get hurt. So I think there's a rule. If you want to go out and charge mound, then you should be able to. But if the pitcher or hitter or whoever charges, and if they don't want to fight, they take a knee. And then they don't have to fight. But if someone charges the mound, it's 1v1 hockey style. And then that's it.
I love it. Let's go.
Can you imagine these guys taking a knee?
1v1, we're not going ahead and benches clearing, none of this. We're standing on the diamond and we're throwing Donnie Brooks, baby. Let's do it. And then, hey, if you're a pitcher, Let's say you're fringe on this. I'm DeGrom. I'm not interested. Take a knee. I admit defeat here.
You can't take a knee.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you can.
Surrender Cobra.
You're looked at as a damn coward.
Right there on the
You're going to have to go ahead and eat a face full of
sandwich. I think you're going to have real problems if a guy's charging with the intent to fight and you go for the knee. If you go down and you get hit, there's going to be some problems there.
There's something unique about hockey that you're on the ice and you can't get really full leverage to swing a big knockout blow.
Yeah,
you got all those pads on.
You're circling.
I would love it. I would love it, though, if we could have more fist fights in sports. You know, I think it makes it more entertaining.
I mean, it's legendary. Like the Roogie Punch is legendary. Nolan Ryan. I mean, the blood on the chin there. I mean, this stuff is it's epic. I think that this is a great idea from the Polar Bear.
Maybe if you could, like, choose your champion, you know?
Okay.
Because as a pitcher, I can't swing my pitching hand.
Yeah, we have designated hitters. Let's have designated fighters.
Game of Thrones style. Sure. We select our champion.
Who would be our designated fighter on the Rangers right now? I don't know which one of these guys has the background, because it's not always just as easy as, oh, Langford and Adolis are so strong.
Jock Peterson out there, I think that'd be good.
Jock Peterson will be huffing and puffing.
Just throw Jock Peterson out there and get him a little, you know.
It would just take forever. Now we got to, like, stop It'd things. Like watching, we got to get the champions out on the field. Like,
but that doesn't
we need the instant moment of just, Tyson, let's do this.
Like, right?
We've got to beef 1v1. I'm coming at you.
Well, your designated fighter is always standing right there. I mean, he's always ready.
Like, it's just not going to happen enough. I think we just keep this to the pitcher and the hitter.
I'm fine with it. I'm still just workshopping here.
But see, the problem is, like, I think that, listen, you have a problem what we just did. You can't hit my pitcher. Because if he has to fight.
Then don't hit me.
Well, his arm could be arm problems. But, yeah, we have designated fighters for the pitcher.
For the pitcher.
Man. Yeah, like, if you have a problem with my pitcher, now you get a fight. And maybe that'll stop if your guy's really a good fighter. Maybe you won't want to charge the mound.
We are not throwing. If, like, say the
Rangers have a really good fighter,
you just build up a good reputation.
Yeah, and then
that
way, like, oh, so I'm not interested in charging the mound. They're gonna kill me.
Okay, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Alejandro Osuna. Okay, he just seems intense and fast and scrappy, possibly. So I could see it being him. I could see it being Sam Haggerty. You know, and then you got to look at Josh Smith and Marcus Semien, just because they're stout.
Are you
they're very,
like,
skilled.
Okay. Like,
fine motor
you're
skills.
Like, you're talking about, like, bantamweight boxer type guys, right?
Well, flyweights. It's going to what Chief said, where how often is, out of a group of 40 guys, the biggest, strongest guy actually the best fighter? And I don't think it's that common. I think fighting has a lot more to do with coordination, aggressiveness, and how you read the opponent. You know, when you sense weakness.
See, let's say Kobe Milner's a good fighter.
I wouldn't go that far, but like, you never know who's got the background.
Who's got the background fighting? That guy, even if he's 160 pound, is gonna beat up a lot of people.
When we get back on the Ranger player question thing, that needs to be right out of the
who's
gate.
Who's the best fighter?
Who had an abusive dad? Like, if your dad kicked your ass, you are a good fighter by the time you're 13.
I think that's how we.
How we ask you.
That's the icebreaker.
How was your childhood?
Yeah.
Was it traumatic?
Yeah. Was your dad an alcoholic and abusive?
What about your mom?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be better than just picking the biggest guy.
That'd be a good way to do it.
Everybody would think that, like, Adolis, but I would wonder, somebody's got to be a sneaky fighter. Like,
yeah,
Josh Smith from Baton Rouge, Louisiana is probably a good fighter.
Maybe he can throw hands. Yeah.
Jake Berger, you know? It's just a big old son of a gun. I could see a wrestling background for Jake Berger.
Yeah.
You'd have to hit Jake Berger. He played hockey? Yeah, okay. Jake's a former hockey guy.
I think Berger might be my pick.
Okay, Berger's our guy.
Well, you'd have to. I think you hit Jake Berger with a tire iron. It wouldn't do anything.
I was going to say, I do think.
You kind of hit him up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
By the head, he kind of looked at
you. I think he can inflict damage.
Take a punch.
Yeah. Yes.
For sure.
Burger, yeah. Burger definitely could be a winner here. Let's wrap this up now with Cal Raleigh. He won the Derby last night.
Oh, Kamar Rocker, 6'5", 245.
Oh, Rocker is.
Might end up going with the biggest guy.
He's a brick house right there.
Yeah, and his dad probably.
I wouldn't fight his dad. Maybe him.
We know I don't know.
It's true. But we had an issue in the first round. We had to go down to like feet.
In inches?
Go down to inches, right?
It's decimals that we went down to between Brent Rooker and Raleigh to see who would advance. Brent Rooker was not happy about this, and he had a Q&A with reporters afterwards. I mean, should we feel bad here for Rook?
We should.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't. I know we're both at 471 because that's obviously the number that they put up there. You know, maybe if they have it to the decimal point, they should display that during the Derby and not wait till everyone's done to bring out that information. That might be helpful.
I don't know if you know how accurate StatCast is on measurements, but when it's less than an inch, I think maybe something like a swing off might be a better.
Yeah, maybe. It is what it is. Obviously, had a great time out there. Cal is a great competitor. He had to put on a good performance too. So, you know, rules are the rules in terms of what makes up the semifinals.
Did you not get your full complement of pitches in the first round?
Yeah, I think I only had 38 balls in my crate. I think we were shorted two balls there. I think I was I didn't get two pitches that I think I was allotted, I guess.
You didn't want to explain that?
Yeah, I think they told me before I went up there that I could go take two pitches, but we didn't know when they told me that there were only 40 balls already in the crate. So I took two pitches that didn't count, but then when we went to do the round, there was only 38 remaining. So we got down to have two pitches with like 5 seconds left, and we were out of baseballs.
It's unbelievable.
Man, I think they were just in a hurry to get his wife off the television screen, if I'm being honest.
Oh, no.
You guys didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, well, it was quite a scene on Twitter.
It was the feeding?
He was feeding his baby.
At 9 p.m.? I saw somebody dunked on him on social media, and then he dunked right back and said, "Go F yourself. I don't feel bad about this at all." And
was his wife doing something annoying? Or
was it breastfeeding?
It's a tough day for the Rooker family. She was just kind of plain Janie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Rooker.
I mean, it was a distasteful joke. I shouldn't have made that.
Okay, no, it's all right.
It's not a joke. It's not what you would call a trophy.
We'll clean that up in post. Either way, I think that he does have. I mean, especially there was $1 million on the line here, guys.
I thought it was good when it popped in my head.
It was just
confusing and probably unnecessary.
There are people out there driving around right now. They're laughing their ass off, Gavin. All
okay,
right?
just at least one.
At least,
yeah, they saw it.
One
they
and saw a half.
It. They were like, think people are exactly? Do you think people are like saying, Dawson, you're really not a looker either? Do you think
that's
people,
fair?
Do you think
and that's fair.
Saying that?
Yeah,
I just would wonder.
Well, I don't know. We heard about that plane story. That one chick wanted you. She took off her panties,
and she was not bad. Well, she took off her pants.
Pants.
She just, was. She had her panties left, on.
She had her boxers on.
Left the panties on.
Was that two trips ago?
Was that two?
That was like 5 years ago.
Some years ago.
I think that was our last camp with Kavanaugh. What was that, like 21, 22? Somewhere in there, 21.
That's yeah, because our first one was 23. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I do see a ton of. I'm not going to read these mean tweets. But Dawson, I see a lot of tweets talking about Rooker's wife.
Well, how would you grade?
I'm not even seeing photos. I'm just seeing tweets. I can't even find a picture of her. I can't even find a picture. I just keep seeing people.
I was gonna retweet it, but
tweeting out.
Must have broke their cameras.
But okay. They were really frustrated with her
plain Jane
TV time last night.
Like yeah, al natural kind of lady.
Do you remember Rebecca Lobo?
We are still on TV, Lobos.
I got to run. Sports hodgepodge coming up, Chief.
Wow. Okay. I'm seeing the Lobo situation here. Okay. Well, we have an up-to-the-minute LeBron report from Mark Stein. Shaq is going in on RG3 on a Toxic Tuesday and more next year in the nation. But first, let's get you to Greystone Roofing and Construction. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is a little heads up for you, and you're not going to want to ignore this. Last week's surprise hailstorm that ripped through parts of Carrollton, Louisville, the surrounding areas. And here's the deal: summertime storms they hit a little bit different. All right, when it's hot outside, your roof shingles, they're already a little bit soft from that summer heat. So when that high elevation hail comes crashing down, it's fast, it's dense, and it can be very destructive. It hits harder and it does more damage than usual. That's why right now it's more important than ever to have your roof inspected. Please do this. This is your home's protector. Your family's in that house. Make sure they're protected. You could be looking at serious damage without even realizing it. And that's where my friends at Greystone Roofing come in. Now, they're local, they're honest, and they know exactly what to look for after a July hailstorm. So before you assume everything's fine, schedule a free inspection today. You can go to greystone-roofing.com. That's gray with an E, stone-roofing.com. Or call 469-649-7487. That's 469-649-7487. Greystone Roofing, built on integrity, driven by quality.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids as well. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Okay, here's the Chief of the Sports Hodgepodge.
All right, boys and girls, we got the Mark Stein report. Apparently he was on Los Angeles radio. This is San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. And he says, quote, "I just don't think a trade is realistic and a buyout makes no sense for the Lakers." So LeBron James will likely be remaining with the Lakers despite the reports or just the news that we saw today where the Mavericks were the favorite to land him if he is traded. So that's where things stand. I think the biggest disappointment of the day is finding out that Derek Lively had to have surgery at some point here in the recent past on his right foot because of bone spurs. Should be ready for training camp, but this goes back to Nico hiring an incompetent medical staff, and they had Lively playing what were ultimately meaningless games there at the end of the regular season. And also, we can't forget who they fired to get the incompetent medical staff. This whole thing, just a total frustrating disaster when it comes to Nico and the decisions, man.
Fireable offense by itself right there, what they did with the training staff. Absolutely. Considering the injuries they've had, the horrible management of Kyrie Irving, let's not forget that. While they're desperately trying to stay in the playoff hunt, they're overplaying Kyrie Irving into a torn ACL, I believe.
Yeah, oh, for sure. He was leading the league in minutes from the moment Luka got traded. Kyrie, no one was playing more minutes than Kyrie.
Then they're trading Luka because he's not back fast enough, but you have a terrible medical staff, so I can understand why Luka wants to work with his own medical staff. It is a little all bizarre.
Yeah, you know, I think that that might be the biggest concern with Nico, not his over loyalty to AD and, you know, players born before 1990 or whatever it is. I think it's just that what he did last year, bringing in guys that didn't even have the credentials that every other training staff in the league had. It was, you know, really telling, not only like what his acumen is for the job, but nobody there had the willingness or the power to tell him, hey, dude, you're really messing up. Like, he wouldn't listen to people. He didn't know. It's one of those two things.
Yes.
Did you guys see the 6'11" pitcher that got drafted by the Twins from Oregon?
Yeah, he is an interesting guy to watch.
I was kind of thinking this would have been a CY special. Like, hey, let me get a super giant, tall pitcher.
It would have been. He hadn't had Cy Young surgery, though. Or, I mean, Tommy John surgery.
Yeah. That's true. They took three pitchers that all had some kind of elbow or Tommy John.
Get it out of the way early, guys. It's coming for all of you, the old Tommy John. But this dude is built hilariously. 6'11", 215 pounds.
Looks like Big Bird.
He does have some elements there. There's a Sesame Street vibe.
Yeah.
Someone said that he looks like one of the guys on stilts for the Savannah Bananas, which also makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So just want to throw that out there. A 6'11" pitcher has been drafted with the 119th pick in the draft.
Legs. So Randy Johnson was 6'10".
Yeah.
So that's a record here at 6'11".
Pretty cool. That would be a record, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, 6'11" is a record.
That's
wild. I can't imagine how disappointed I'd be if I was 6'11" and couldn't hoop. I was like, okay.
I'm moving to pitcher.
I guess I'm going to have the extension.
Yeah.
It's either this or volleyball, guys. Clearly, I'm slow-footed.
So we had last night, we were talking about Home Run Derby, and we had McAfee hosting a lot of the proceedings on ESPN. Here are a couple of the tweets that were tweeted out that went viral, taking shots at McAfee. One guy tweeted out, kids today don't realize it, but you used to be able to turn on ESPN and not see Stephen A. Smith or Pat McAfee. Those were glorious times.
I thought they were going with the wholesome line. Like, I can't believe I had to hear ass on a live sporting event here thanks to McAfee. Because that's been their thing. Like, for you got to be wholesome.
Yeah.
You know, and ESPN has pivoted big time in that direction. They were hardcore sports, and then they were political for 5 years, and now ever on the back end of that, it's like super, super wholesome. So, like, why is McAfee getting to do all this stuff?
Yeah, because he is a huge draw. I mean, that show crushes. The ratings are legit. So you have like haters on everybody for sure, but that's clearly the minority because his show is tearing it up.
Yeah, and I would think if I'm ESPN, can we do more of this? I don't want less of McAfee.
Yeah, well, I mean,
this is actually interesting to young men sports fans, which should be our core.
Right, and you did have one guy like Ron the Haas on Twitter saying, does ESPN know that Pat McAfee is bad at his job and subsequently annoys the bleep out of anyone who isn't 17 years old? And then one other guy said ESPN needs to enable a feature that allows people to unsubscribe from Pat McAfee in all formats. So you're always going to have the haterade being sipped. But, yeah, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. Game day, numbers go up.
I think he's fantastic.
The alternate cast was very popular during the college football playoff experience, having him and his guys. So,
it is crazy how, like, the more somebody hates an entertainer, that's a sign of how good they are. Like, it's got to be polarizing, right? And so if you're getting into entertainment, you're like, I want to be in radio, and you start doing it, and you get texts like I get all the time or tweets all the time, like, you are terrible at your job. I cannot understand how anybody would want to listen to you. It's probably a good sign.
That's how you got to take it.
Yeah.
And it probably is a good sign. You don't want everybody. I mean, we all kind of would love to be liked, but yeah.
I mean, but who are the announcers that are loved by everybody?
There's one.
I don't think they exist.
Well, like Kevin Harlan.
Choppy S's on him all the time.
Choppy doesn't like Harlan?
He thinks he should only be around for the playoffs.
He just says that like he's too excited for just run-of-the-mill, like regular season type.
I don't think there's an event that Kevin Harlan couldn't cover well.
I couldn't agree more.
I think he's fantastic.
He's unbelievable.
It really does get a little shticky sometimes. I like it because I'm a fan of everything Kevin Harlan, but that's surprising.
Okay, Jakey, do we have the sound of Sark entering the SEC media situation?
Put it out. I can pull it up real quick.
No, it's all good. It's all good. It really, I don't think it matters that much, but we mentioned it a little bit earlier.
Well,
that
I know a lot of our listeners went to school where that fight song is going to be played, and they'll recognize it right off the jump.
Oh, they will.
So Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian took the stage at SEC Media Days, and it was to the Aggie War Hymn. So somebody was doing a bit here. I cannot buy the fact that it was just an honest mistake.
Yeah, this might be the worst mistake since Sharif played Hail to the Redskins to Jerry Jones one morning.
Yeah, that still is so jarring to hear. Like, I didn't experience that.
I can't believe he did that.
But
might have been 2012 or something. RG3's yeah. big year.
I think there's some Tolos that still haven't forgiven him for that.
Yeah, it was fascinating. You know, it was shock jockey.
And what was, how did Jerry respond to that? Do we remember?
He laughed and called him an idiot.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You idiot.
Yeah. That is pretty dang bold right there. But anyways, it happened to Sark today.
That might have been why he unloaded on him this past season. Might have been waiting for 12 years building up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he wants to get him fired. Call me Yehu. I saw that the biggest spenders in college football this year, you know who they are?
Well,
Texas.
Did we not do this?
Texas is number one.
Texas Tech at two.
Texas Tech
is at two.
Texas A&M's at five. Those are the three in Oregon's, the top five.
I mean, Ohio State.
Ohio State was three. Oregon four.
Yeah.
A&M
yeah.
five.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, I'm sorry, Walchuk.
Lindbergh lands in Paris.
I don't mean to offend you, but
Miami.
Miami's
USC, Michigan.
Yeah. Are you looking at it
Tennessee.
Right now?
No. Well, we off the top of the head. Show, but
top of.
Oh, you mentioned it earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a quick really? Mention.
But hey, it's hours ago, so let's do it again.
I can't believe he mentioned that earlier in the show.
Can't even believe it.
Can't even believe it.
That is crazy.
I wish we had the amount, though. Like, I saw some numbers for Tech floating around.
Yeah, $28 million for Tech.
But, like, I wish we had Tech. You know, like, I kind of wanted them all there.
Apparently, Tech has to spend, like, 30% more just to get the guys. Mm-hmm. Because getting to Lubbock, like getting a top tier guy to Lubbock, you're going to have to overspend for that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're spending, but kudos. Is it really just one donor that they have that is
for the most part
a super monster?
Part, yeah.
Do we know, is this guy anonymous or is
no,
he?
No, he was at Big 12 Media Days last week.
Yeah, he's there.
What a beast, man. I mean, that is definitely the mayor of Lubbock at this point.
Cody Campbell. Let's see who it is.
What does he own? Everything?
I'm pretty sure he's a big oil guy.
He sold his oil company, I think, for over $4 billion.
Did you watch Landman?
No.
So basically the main character of Landman, the one that I don't want to give anything away, but like Jerry has his scene with in the hospital bed.
Yeah, John Hamm.
John Hamm's character is based on Cody Campbell.
How about that? Well, and apparently Jerry not getting a nominee for an Emmy as a guest on a show for that role. Seems crazy.
Like best guest appearance?
Yeah, why wouldn't
best
you want
cameo?
To do that? Yeah, let's... At least as a nominee.
Sure.
I can't speak to all the other guest appearances that were made on television, but it feels like that was a nominee that was worthy.
Damn good one.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Kirby Smart was asked about the Nick Saban stuff. He's like, yeah, I called and offered him Will Muschamp's job, who's the defensive coordinator at Georgia.
That's a good burn.
You want to come on my staff over here?
Thought that was a pretty good line there from old Kirby. But the Nick Saban stuff is going to be interesting. We'll see if he decides to dip into the NFL like a couple people in the college world were alleging yesterday. Now, here's the sound of Shaquille O'Neal. Hmm. It's going very viral. We mentioned the RG3 Washington year. That was pretty special. Well, RG3, of course, now is just he's podcast and he's not with ESPN anymore, but you talk about polarizing. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Seems like most of that is just nothing but hate that I see going his way. But he had a pretty unfortunate mistake when it comes to retweeting an Angel Reese extremely.
Why did he do that? Did he explain why he did that?
I'm sure he did at some point, but he does these tweets that are too long and you're just like,
yeah,
I can't, I don't have the time to read whatever it is that you're trying to do here. But he's had one hell of a summer. The Ryan Clark stuff.
Oh, that back and
now
forth
he's,
is crazy.
Now he's dipped back into it with the Angel Reese stuff, and it starts with him claiming that Angel Reese absolutely hates Caitlin Clark. It's not just like a sports competitive thing. It's like he said, I talked to sources within the Angel Reese circle that confirmed Angel Reese absolutely hates Caitlin Clark, which it's like, who cares? But the thing that he retweeted was pretty ridiculous with the Photoshop.
Oh, yeah, pretty racist.
Yes.
Very racist.
And so Shaquille O'Neal just went after RG3 on a Toxic Tuesday. 90 seconds of him tearing him up.
Oh, speaking of man, RG3, tweet another monkey post about my girl Angel Reese. I'm punching your fucking face. okay? It's enough. Like, I don't usually do stuff like this, but just stop it, bro. You got your job. You got your podcast. Leave my Angela Reese alone. I'm the one calling her and telling her not to respond. And stop it. That's the last time. Okay? Thank you. It's not real hate. If you look around what's going on in this real country, that's hate. This is sports. I'm not supposed to like you. It's a shame that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
All the stuff you did in your life, you're going to be remembered for your podcast. You're going to be remembered for your podcast. That should tell you you're not that f***ing great. I don't want to be remembered for Shaq's Bit podcast. I do not. Like, leave those curves alone. You already spoke on it. Let it go. So what? He hates us. So f***ing what? I hate you now for messing with her. Now what? Say something about me. But she's not going to respond because I'm the one calling her and be like, baby, keep it classy. Because she's not soft by any means. You're from the streets. But I'm like, you're beautiful. Don't indulge with these fools. Because he's a fool. You don't even have G14 classification to say that. I would respect it more if Lisa Leslie said it. Like, that's y'all category. Stay out of them people's category. Okay, you're sports, whatever you do. You talk about sports. But, bro, you don't need to be going deep. Y'all can go deep. Y'all are females. Y'all understand what that's like. If he hates her, so what? Mind your business. Like, I don't mind you doing your job with anyone, but don't pick on that little girl. Because guess what? I'm her protector. Now pick on me. You pick on me, I'm going to punch you in your f***ing face.
Wow.
How bad does Shaq want to take RG3's mouthpiece and put it in his ass right now without him knowing?
Pretty damn bad.
How bad does he want to drop a deuce into his nicest shoe without him knowing?
It just seems so weird with RG3. He was trying to take like the high ground of we should be supporting and loving each other to post something like that. I think it's probably the most hateful thing about this entire story arc. So
yeah, like because he was saying this needs to stop. Like there's no place for this in the tweet. But I guess sharing it was still we shouldn't have shared it. Because now probably people that never would have seen it have seen it. So I can understand the frustration there.
Yeah, I mean, in no world should that have been.
It should never have been a thing. But that's the world of the internet.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the fact that it was some random schmo on the internet made it, it's like not much you can do about that. The idea that RG3 would retweet it, quote tweet it, whatever he did, allow that
even
to
if
be
he thinks
on his own timeline.
Sending a good message to try and get it to stop, you're now showcasing it to people that would have never seen this thing.
It was, I mean, jarring was, a post as I've seen.
It's almost like 12 years ago to the date, but this does go back to Rob Parker calling him a cornball all those years ago, mm-hmm. the media, the ESPN journalist. I do think RG3 is just like, he's out of touch or he's obnoxious or he thinks he's being funny and he says something corny. This is kind of on brand with him.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Rob Parker stuff has been recirculating. I've seen it pop up on my time like quite a bit. Like, damn, Rob was ahead of his time on this one.
He was, dude. He was absolutely on it. And I remember he got roasted for going after one of the stars of the league at the time.
I think that's what got him out of ESPN.
Yeah, he got fired for it.
Yeah, like, I think he got popped out of ESPN because of that.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you, Chief. It's the G-Back Nation here on the Fan. We'll chat with the Fred and Blake Fan After Dark coming up next here with you in the Nation. I have to chat about D&M leasing before we get there, though, because if you want or need a new vehicle, call D&M right now. Maybe you see these storm clouds above and you're thinking, man, is there enough tread on my tires to drive in the rain? You know, that could be a reason to get you to pick up that phone and just, instead of getting new tires, let's just get a brand new vehicle. You know, I've done that before, actually, and it made a lot of sense for me. Maybe it makes sense for you right now. The great news with D&M leasing is you can get any make, any model, and they will not only fit the perfect vehicle to your family's needs, but they can fit the perfect monthly payment to your family's needs, which is big right now. You know, new vehicles and their price increasing over time. And as a result, people trying to purchase a new vehicle are having to do 7 years of payments, 84 months just to get a payment low enough. You don't have to do that. Come on over to the Easy Lease from D&M Leasing. Just give them a call, and on your ride home, you can get this taken care of. They'll give you the highest trade-in value possible for the old one and set you up with any make, any model. They'll put it in your driveway tonight or in the morning. Maybe they'll bring it by the office. And you sign the documents in an app right there on your phone. It is so easy, and that's why D&M has the most consumer-friendly lease on the market. Take it from me. I mean, I've done so many of these over the years. I have 3 vehicles from D&M in my driveway every night. Won't be long before we do another one. 972 or 817-35 lease for the easy lease from D&M. Go to dmautoleasing.com. Right on. Thank you, Jacob Ray, in for Lucius Alexander all week long. Did a heck of a job once again as we get into crosstalk here with Fred and Blake.
You guys know he's from the ghetto of Allen?
Excuse me?
Did you guys know he's from the ghetto of Allen?
Jacob, did you go to Allen?
I did, yeah.
Oh, hell.
Damn, bro.
I didn't want to bring it up with you, Olchuk, but.
But he went to Tech as well? 1 for 2
Yeah,
he
did go to Tech. Well, I mean, like, I didn't go to Tech, but I like a lot of Tech people. I got a Tech family. No, it's okay. I've met several people that went to Allen. They're good people. But the school.
I think Ross went to Allen, too, right?
Yeah, well, that's one.
Man, they really do have a lot of talent over there.
A lot of talent in that school. They don't separate it.
Nope.
Real quick. Got to consolidate it.
You guys did the top 10 comedy R-rated movies. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to give you one movie right now. The Goods.
The Goods. The Goods with Jeremy Piven, Ari Gold himself.
You know who directed that? That was his directorial debut? Neil Brennan of Chappelle Show.
Oh, he's legit.
The Goods was solid.
It was so irreverent. All right. And
it's a good cast.
The cast.
I thought it was going to be better when I saw it. I was super pumped. I saw it in theaters.
27% on Rotten Tomatoes, 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
You know what? That's what makes me.
They don't know how to.
They don't.
Comedies, they never know. The critics never know.
Sell hard, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you. The Jeremy Piven monologue of smoking the cigarette on the airplane sets the tone right there.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to watch this. I do remember when this came out. I don't know how I never saw it.
Solid film, man.
Now, where'd you guys come out on Half-Baked? Were you a big Half-Baked guy? Wasn't that a great movie? I thought it was, at least worthy of an honorable mention.
Oh, absolutely.
Billy Bong Thornton, Wesley Pipes. I mean, just some classic lines from this show.
Dude, I'm somebody's. I mean, just all around.
The guy
epic
getting made fun of for going to rehab for weed. I mean, it's just.
You ever suck for crack?
No.
See? Man,
what are you going, All-Star right game now. Or WNBA tonight? Which is of more interest for you?
Oh, wow. Is there a backgammon final I can watch instead?
Probably some poker on like Fox Sports 2 or something.
Dude, rerun of the Summer League yesterday.
We still got ESPN.
That's what we'll be watching.
This weekend we had the Ocho cooking up some kickball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They had wiffle ball on.
Yeah, the wiffle.
I didn't even know that they aired wiffle ball.
We could probably find some rugby. Yeah,
this time of year, man, whatever they can get their hands on.
That's it.
Do you guys believe in the Rangers now?
I do.
I've been believing in the Rangers, that the median would come back with the pitching coming a little bit back down to earth, the hitting being back kind of where it is now, where they're not a terrible hitting team, but obviously not the best hitting team. So I believe in the Rangers. Fred made the claim, go get a closer, and yeah. You can be a contender in the AL, and it's hard to argue that. I think the AL is still pretty open. Nobody's really, at least in your division, running away with it. So I am very much still a believer in the Texas Rangers, and especially when you got the pitching that you have, you're always going to have a chance.
What if I told you I think they're going to go 42-23?
Hey, I said 37-27.
You said 37-27, so you're a believer as well.
So I'm with you on that, bro.
And what's that put them at, 86 wins? 86 wins, I think that would be 80.
Exactly, I mean, you've got to get to at least 86.
And that's based on the Mariners' trajectory.
Just overall wild cards in his, like what we looked at in the last few years. Think like 86 is the mark you've got to try and get to.
Kind of the threshold?
Yeah.
No, I'm here for it.
You can win 10 more games. And look, I said this last night. You go, if you'd had a bona fide closer in last week's set, okay, you beat the Angels and you beat the Astros.
For anybody that actually knows 7-3. That people are available, is there any closers that y'all know of that the Rangers could possibly make? Somebody they should go get, because Fred wants to get Kirby Yates.
I said kick the tires on.
I said I just don't
Yates
think the Dodgers
back.
Are moving off.
I don't think you're getting Kirby Yates.
He's a setup guy over there.
He's a setup guy. I mean, David Bednar's the best guy. From the Pirates, and that's going to cost you a lot of money that they're probably not going to pay.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is you're going to have to add payroll to get a bona fide guy. I would think like a situational guy, maybe John Gray, adding to the bullpen.
Sure.
Get healthy.
You go internal, but who's your closer though? This closer by committee nonsense cannot continue. It can't look. I don't want to see any more Robert Garcia more than two innings or more than an inning.
It was Jose Leclerc in 2023. Yeah. So, and I have more faith in about three or four guys around here right now than I did in Jose Leclerc at any point.
So I would go Sean Armstrong. Yeah. I think Sean Armstrong would be my guy, because I'll tell you what, he looked pretty dadgum. Now, granted, they were at 5-1 on Sunday, but. Sean Armstrong would be my guy. If you have to go in-house and you don't want to spend that money.
I'll tell you, John
maybe
Gray
sporty.
Was John Gray pretty, he was pretty, when during the championships, didn't he have to close a couple times?
He had a four-inning relief.
But set up in relief, yeah?
Yeah, he had to come in long relief.
And he was nails was against Berlin. Arizona.
Scherzer got hurt, and then he was great.
Who would you say the best Moon Lancer in the bullpen is?
Moon Dancer?
Is it Moon Lancing?
Moon Lighting, Free Lancing.
I think remember that from Moon Lighting was the way I might have gone Moon Dancing.
Because Moon Dancing is Moon Dancing.
I don't think it was Moon Dancing.
Moon Lancing. It was Moon Lancing.
Because you did the freelance Moonlight combo.
Yeah. Van Morrison is a Moon Dancer.
Well, it's a marvelous time for a Moon Dancer.
That's
a
good callback, man. You like that? Way to stay composed in the pocket.
Hell yeah, baby.
Well, what's coming up on the show?
Great question. What is coming up? Not my microphone.
What's going on in Houston today?
What's up with you?
Look,
in Houston,
it was. I tell you what, let's just clear that up. You know what? Who cares what's on the show tonight? Let me clear that up right now. Okay.
Yeah,
muscle memory. Okay. Because it was like, you know how we do, and I used to say it used to be, you know how we do in H-Town, and it was a thing I used to say on the radio back in the day. It was 10:55 at night,
and you'd been drinking heavily.
This was last night.
Oh, this was last.
This was last night. It was 10:55. We were loving up whatever, and I said, you know how we do in H-Town? And we were talking about Texas, for God's sakes. And so it wasn't even like we were talking about Dallas. We're talking about the state of Texas. And I said, my bad, I meant Dallas.
Half-baked.
Honest apology.
You guys,
honest mistake.
Every one of you here has done nighttime radio, okay?
Not me.
Never made a mistake quite as bad as that one.
That is pretty all time.
I just got fired from some NFL jobs. That's all. That's why I'm here.
Same thing.
How long have you been here difference. Now? A year?
Been a year.
We had his 1 year anniversary.
We had our 1 year anniversary on June 28th.
Aww. I just want to congratulate you on hiding your undying love for Houston up until last night. You were on a good run.
Muscle memory. It's a Freudian slip, boys. Yeah. It was a Freudian slip. You guys know I got nothing left for the DFW.
We got a run. Got love for Jacob Ray. Just went 5 flawless again. Wolchuk and Chia following brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.